The celibacy question, is it just the cultural pull where like this just didn't seem something realistic, normal? Did it seem impossible? Did you think you weren't capable of it? What was the hang up with the celibacy idea?
Oh, that is such a good question. I have told this story a million times and no one's ever asked that. That's such a good question. Yeah. I think it was beyond, obviously culturally it is kind of expected you're going to get married, but I grew up in a good Catholic family. We were okay being countercultural. And in terms of actually being celibate, I was very confident I had the grace to do that, that the Lord would give me that, to live a chaste life. I was doing that and I felt like I could do that. I was honestly just concerned about being unhappy. Being really lonely and being really unhappy. That
Oh,
was my fear with the celibacy.
that's
And
profound because it had nothing to do necessarily with the word sex. Like everyone's thinking, like how, so many people look at priests, like how can you suppress that desire? But in reality, it had to do with friendship, companionship at the end of the day.
Yeah. Certainly you're a man and you have those attractions, but any man in today's world needs to be able to control those, right? I mean, when you're from the point you hit puberty to the time you get married is probably going to be 8, 9, 10 years, whatever. You have to be able to control those desires, especially today, like with pornography, things like that. It's sadly so
Right.
widespread. But you have to be able to integrate that. Everybody needs to be able to live a celibate life at some point, and especially in their adolescence. So yeah, I felt like I could do that, although the attraction was definitely there in a strong way. It was really more about, yeah, just kind of going through life alone, not having that just one person that you were with, and then certainly I think, especially my time in seminary, the idea of never having kids starts to come out a little bit more too, right? Not having that like physical fatherhood coming out is
Right.
something that I think is present as well. So yeah, thanks for that question. That is such a good clarification. That's definitely where I was at, where my fear was. And so I asked God again in that moment. I was like, I just want to know, I just want to do what you want. If you want me to go into seminary, send me a dove, send me a dove. And right then I looked up and realized that the huge painted glass window above the altar was a giant dove as a symbol of the Holy
Boom.
Spirit. And I thought, okay, fair enough, God. I think
Praise
that's
the
what I
Lord.
need to at least take this next step, And obviously the discernment doesn't end when you enter seminary. It was a 7-year process, and especially those first 3, 4, 5 years, the celibacy thing was still forefront of my discernment, a lot of my prayer. But over time, especially experiencing more and more ministry in the parish, I really felt like, okay, this is something that's worth it's worth giving my life to, and I these people, these parishioners are worth being celibate for. This is why I'd be celibate, to be able to give myself entirely to the Lord, entirely to my people. And once you experience the fruit of celibacy, it starts to make a lot more sense. We talk about it as a gift, celibacy being a gift. And that doesn't mean like, oh, Merry Christmas, what did you get? I got celibacy, It's not a gift like that, but it is a gift in terms of it's helping me get what I'm destined for, which is God, right? It's helping me get to God. It's sanctifying me. It's sanctifying my people. And even though, like, as a 17-year-old, I remember telling God, like, can you just have anything else? Can you take anything else besides, the fact that I want to get married and have a family? And he never forced me, but he said, would you be willing to give that up for me? Yeah. And of course, when the Lord invites you to something like that, it's hard not to say yes, and say, yeah, take it all.
Isn't it a powerful sense of freedom? I've heard some of my friends who chose the religious life that at a certain moment when they realize, like, I don't have to become a priest and I also don't have to get married and have a child, I can do whatever I desire here. And
Right.
it's almost overwhelming that opportunity for freedom at times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I love that you mentioned that because we can get a little bit caught up in this prison of like, I hope I hit the bullseye of God's will, when really God created you free with a mind, a beautiful mind, to be able to think through things and pray through things and then make decisions and make commitments. And that's the only way that commitment really means much is if it was a free choice, like a free gift of self. And so I'm thankful that I never felt that pressure from God or my family or really anybody, that it was always an invitation from the Lord to give myself in this way, and to be able to respond to that really is really what it's all about.